What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 with your 10 minutes of news. I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Teacher Time Tuesday this August 25th. Shout out to all the educators inspiring and informing us. Go ahead, give your teachers some heart, hands, a high five or a fist bump today. Let them know I see you. Now, let's get to your news. We begin in Nevada, where a fast-moving wildfire has sent flames racing towards neighborhoods and tens of thousands of people fleeing their homes. The Hawk Fire exploded to more than 15,000 acres after igniting Saturday. As of this taping, officials say the fire is still 0% contained. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo has declared a state of emergency in Washoe County, which includes Reno and parts of Lake Tahoe, and activated the Nevada National Guard. Schools throughout the region were canceled Monday, and around 90,000 residents have been urged to evacuate. At least two medical centers have evacuated patients as well.
When we came through, it looked like a movie scene. Like, you don't expect to see something like that in real life.
It's just really scary right now. We've never had to do this before. There was no hotel room at all.
Officials say the fire was human-caused, though exactly how it started remains under investigation. Around 1,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, which has been fueled by gusty winds, low humidity, and dry brush. Those challenging conditions are expected to worsen throughout the week, potentially complicating efforts to contain the fire. Now to Northwest Indiana, where thousands of families have spent nearly 2 weeks living without something most of us rarely think about twice: electricity. Powerful storms knocked down trees, power lines, and hundreds of utility poles August 11th. Initially, more than 300,000 customers lost electricity. As of this taping, more than 20,000 in Gary, Indiana alone were still without power. That means spoiled food, closed schools, and concerns over refrigerated medicine. Some residents have filed a proposed class action lawsuit against utility company NIPSCO, alleging inadequate tree and vegetation management worsened the outages. NIPSCO says it strongly disagrees, calling the storm damage unprecedented and widespread. The company says restoration work in hard-hit Gary is expected to be substantially completed by this evening. Now overseas, where Britain's new prime minister is making a statement with the destination of his first trip abroad. Prime Minister Andy Burnham traveled to Kyiv, Ukraine Monday, meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders. Burnham also co-chaired a meeting of the Coalition of the Willing, countries working to strengthen Ukraine's security and defense as its war with Russia continues. The timing carried extra significance. Monday was Ukraine's Independence Day, exactly 35 years since the country declared independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Pop quiz, hotshot. Which river in Africa is recognized as the longest in the world? Congo, Nile, Zambezi, or Orange? If you said Nile, correct. If you said something else, you just might be in denial. This river boasts 4,132 miles in length and crosses 11 countries, including Egypt, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Kenya. Imagine being one of just 35 girls chosen from across an entire country, not simply to attend a school, but to challenge generations of expectations. On Senegal's historic Gori Island, an elite boarding school is educating some of the country's brightest young women. In a nation where fewer than 1 in 5 girls finishes high school, they're learning that where you begin doesn't have to determine where you end.
At 12, Ndeyawa Diop says she was too shy to raise her hand in class.
Imagine, I didn't even dare speak in class. I didn't look people in the eye.
At 19, she's now the president of the student council. This is Mariama Ba School of Excellence, an elite girls' school on an island off the coast of Senegal. Here, students are encouraged to challenge traditional expectations of women and prepare to become leaders. But it's an opportunity only a small number of girls get. While the majority of girls in Senegal are enrolled in primary school, less than 20% make it through high school, according to United Nations estimates.
We're in a society where there are a lot of prejudices, a lot of obstacles to the emancipation of women. And in fact, I think that the first rule of life that we teach these girls is that they must get rid of all of these prejudices, assert themselves, and show their leadership wherever they are.
Girls can face pressure to leave school to help at home, marry, or have children. And when families can't afford to educate all their children, boys are often prioritized. Growing up in rural Senegal, Ndeyawa Diop experienced this firsthand. That is until she started at this boarding school. The Mariama Bar School has a 100% completion rate and tuition is fully funded by the state. They admit 35 girls a year.
Through interacting with people, through listening to advice, through reading as well, through expressing myself, I learned to be a leader, if I can say so.
And Diop has. 6 years after enrolling, she's about to graduate. She hopes to become an international business lawyer.
For 40 years, UConn women's basketball has been synonymous with one word, winning. Hall of Fame coach Gino Auriemma has spent decades bringing together different personalities and perspectives and convincing them to sacrifice for something bigger than themselves. That's at the heart of the new Apple TV docuseries, The Dynasty, UConn Huskies. I sat down with Coach Auriemma and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Matthew Hamacek. Coach, when you were approached about this opportunity to tell the story of your career, of your teams, of your program, what was most important to you?
To let everybody see how much people sacrificed to make this work, how much the players themselves gave of themselves to make the team better, gave up individual goals sometimes for the good of the team, how much time was spent on the court, how much time was spent off the court, that this didn't happen by accident. You don't win this much for this long without great people doing amazing things. So I want everybody to see that.
Matthew, your previous series, The Dynasty New England Patriots, covered a 20-year run over 10 episodes. Coach Auriemma's UConn dynasty is twice as long. It's still going. How painful was deciding what not to put in this series?
Finding things that make these stories universal. And if you focus on that, the decisions on what to cut and what not to leave in and things like that become a lot easier. But, you know, it really helps when you have great characters like Coach Auriemma and, you know, Diana Taurasi and Paige Beckers and all of them to focus on, because I think when people watch these things, they can see themselves in them, even though those characters are going through extraordinary circumstances. The emotions and the things that they're grappling with are very ordinary and universal to all of us.
How did you two work together in the filmmaking process? Who was tougher during this process, Gino the coach or Matthew the filmmaker?
We both knew what we wanted. I wanted my team to win. I wanted my team to look and play like the best team in the country. And I needed to do what I needed to do to make that happen. Matt wanted this to be the best piece that it could be, the best series that it could be. And he knew what he wanted to make that happen. 90% of the time, those two things were in perfect harmony. The other 10%, you know, that's just normal, par for the course stuff. But he is annoying. And once you take that for granted, you know, say, look, he's going to be annoying. He's going to be annoying, so just deal with it.
Coach, we saw some of the familiar faces teased in the trailer. Sue Bird, Paige Beckers, AZ Fudd, Rebecca Lobo, Maya Moore, Brianna Stewart, Sarah Strong, on and on. You spent decades telling these women what you thought of them. Now you had to sit here and hear what they thought of you. How uncomfortable, how heartwarming, how enlightening was that for you?
You know, that's a good way to put it. I think it was all those things. It was heartwarming in the sense that the kind of effect that we as coaches have had on those players that have come through here. You know, if you played and you know that that sacred place, that locker room and that team bond, that's real. And that has an effect on us as coaches, them as players, and that doesn't go away. So it was great to hear that.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Passion, precision, and enough fancy footwork to make your feet file for overtime. We're heading to Buenos Aires, where it takes two to tango. But apparently 800 couples from around the globe to find the world's best. Only 60 couples remain in the final stage of the 24th Tango World Championship in Argentina. The two-week festival culminates with the finals on September 1st and 2nd. Tango teaches us something. Sometimes you step forward, sometimes you have to step back. The important thing is to keep on moving. We have a shout out today going to all of our math whizzes and Mr. Anderson at Roby Elementary in Indianapolis, Indiana. I got to meet Mr. Anderson in Indy and put him to the test with a math brain teaser, and I must say, he crushed it. Well done, sir, and Rockets rise up. And we're also showing some love to Miss Nash at Newton Middle School in Centennial, Colorado. Andrew, I see you. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Put a unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of our latest posts on Instagram or TikTok at CoyWire at CNN10. And we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Put your school name, city, and state in there too, so we can show you some love. Remember, this world is full of fascinating stories, amazing people, and opportunities. There's something we can learn each and every single day. Go find it. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.